It's Thursday, January 27, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Tensions in Ukraine are bubbling over into significant cyber issues, and Google gives up on Flock and pushes Topics instead. This is the Business of Tech. The standoff in Ukraine is causing several security-related ripples. First, the Department of Homeland Security has warned that the U.S. response to a possible Russian invasion could result in a cyber attack launched against the U.S. by the Russian government or its proxies. This is more than simply any background noise of constant threat, but instead a point of leverage the Russian government may use in relations with the rest of the world. And it's becoming clear that cyber activists who are opposed to the president of Belarus are hacking the state-run railway's computer system and threatening to paralyze trains moving Russian troops and artillery to the country for a potential attack on Ukraine. The goal, quote, indirectly affect Russian troops' movements. Per deep dive review by CyberScoop, it's unclear how successful the group has been, although the group itself claims success. Bloomberg Law is reporting concern over the ability of the U.S. government to respond by the delayed deployment of a planned board to review significant incidents and make security recommendations. The Cyber Safety Review Board is modeled after the existing National Transportation Safety Board, which investigates plane crashes and other transportation accidents, and was directed in last year's executive order. The Cyber Board is charged with examining incidents and drawing lessons to inform U.S. government policies and practices, and it hasn't launched yet. NBC News highlights a new ransomware tactic, hackers calling those whose data have been compromised. An example is parents of a hacked Dallas school system, who are threatened, have their data exposed after the district was breached. Breaches overall are even higher. The 2021 annual data breach report published by the Identity Theft Resource Center on Monday says the overall number of data compromises is up more than 68% compared to 2020. Out of the 1,862 compromises, 1,600 of those were cyber attacks. NIST has issued its newest and final copy for assessing internal IT security. The document, Assessing Security and Privacy Controls in Information Systems and Organizations, focuses on helping entities manage cybersecurity risks across their networks. Guidelines included in the final draft emphasize improving organizational assessments of current cybersecurity infrastructure, promoting better cybersecurity awareness among users, enabling cost-effective security assessment procedures and privacy controls, and creating reliable security information for executives. Why do we care? Cybersecurity earlier in the week was a kitchen table issue as pushed by CISA, but today the news is a lot more nation state. The prediction of a G20 nation retaliating to cyber with physical attacks is playing out in inverse already, physical attacks resulting in cyber ones. It's happening in Belarus, and the DHS is clearly warning Americans it may happen in the U.S. That's why we care. Anyone in the critical infrastructure of any kind had better be on high alert right now. Google has ended its support of Flock as a replacement for cookies in internet advertising and has announced a new proposal, Topics, quoting TechCrunch. The idea here is that your browser will learn about your interests as you move around the web. It'll keep data for the last 3 weeks of your browsing history, and as of now, Google is restricting the number of topics to 300, with plans to extend this over time. Google notes that these topics will not include any sensitive categories like gender or race. To figure out your interests, Google categorizes the sites you visit based on one of these 300 topics. For sites that it hasn't categorized before, a lightweight machine learning algorithm in the browser will take over and provide an estimated topic based on the name of the domain. When you hit upon a site that supports the Topics API for ad purposes, the browser will share three topics you are interested in, one for each of the three last weeks, selected randomly from your top five topics of each week. The site can then share this with its advertising partners to decide which ads to show you. Why do we care? I don't often talk about marketing efforts on the show, still with digital marketing likely a lead component for most businesses, particularly small ones, proposed changes like this are a big deal. The end of the cookie and Apple's push for privacy on their devices is sending digital marketers scrambling. And with really only two options for digital ads, Google and Meta, these alternative plans matter. Google couldn't get Flock off the ground. Tracking the topics play, we'll see how digital advertising is done in the not-too-distant future. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than other solutions. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources, and do it all addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSPradio, and when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. Anyone else using a contractor? My office is so disrupted while they work on a new door. Hopefully they'll get resolved tomorrow, and I'll talk to you then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.